Welcome to the 55th episode of the Parents Initiative podcast. This is your host, Leo Colon, and I have our co-host, Rebecca.
Hey, 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 everyone.
I'm going to congratulate you for being faithful and taking the time to listen. You're saying, hey, that parenting is important to you. And if anything, you could get a little something from this and maybe apply it to the way that you parent in your home and how you show up to the world. All right, so this episode, we're going to speak on something that we really don't speak on a lot, but I think it's important. The reason we're able to speak on this is because we have surrounded ourselves with people that speak life into us, that we do our best to be involved with other communities, listen to other podcasts, read other books. I want you guys to realize that, you know, as you are intent in doing that, that you have free mentors, that you have people to speak into your life. In a way that other people may not have, because they don't take the time and they don't have the discipline to do what they can to be a part of those specific groups, listen to those specific podcasts, or read those books. So I encourage you to do your best to do that. You know, if there's something that you're dealing with or struggling with, find somebody to speak into your life in that area. And Rebecca has done a great job. We have done a great job of doing that, especially the last couple of years, allowing other people to speak into it. So Rebecca, why don't you share a little bit about what you heard in a particular group that you're a part of?
Yes, I'm a part of this group of powerful ladies. We are Team Brave. It was founded and hosted by one of our personal friends, Megan Valentine. And she brings a lot of great content, a lot of great speakers. And this past week, my heart just leapt whenever I saw the announcement about Kara Ayala speaking about the money mindset. You know, she has a money mindset group, and she really helps a lot of people really have a better mindset when it comes to money. And this is something in an area in which I want to get better at and grow at. Because in this world, when you grow up, you have these limiting beliefs that you grab a hold to, that you really don't realize that until you get older, and then you begin to see your children reflecting really those same attributes. And I love this moment in this session we had with her. She had this an example of a mom going to the grocery store, and you're standing there, and the child says, "Oh, mom, I want this, I want this, I want this." And think back, what is our normal response? What do you hear over and over and over again if you were just a listening ear at the shopping line? Can't afford that. What do you think? Money don't grow on trees? You know, things like that. And she said, instead of having that kind of response, because what that does, that kind of thought process really puts one, a poverty mindset on that child, scarcity mindset to where they feel like they never have enough, whatever it may be, this limiting belief.
Okay? Why don't you take a moment to speak on scarcity? Because, I mean, that's something that, you know, I think a lot of people deal with and don't really understand what their, you know, their struggle is.
Well, scarcity is like, sometimes it comes out in your life. If you feel like you have a scarcity mindset, you might be naturally a hoarder because you feel like, well, if I get rid of this, I'm never going to be able to get it again. Do you have friends like this where that go to a restaurant and anything that's on the table that's like little packets of stuff they're putting in their purse because that, you know what, that's, they feel like they might not have enough, so they might like grab a hold and just want to kind of grab and hold and hoard. always feeling like they're living paycheck to paycheck and they're never going to be out of that system. There's so many different ways to think and realize that you have scarcity in your mind and in your heart. Always feeling like you're never going to have this, this, and this because you know, you might not deserve it, or because of your status, you're never going to have that because your grandmother never had that. Your parent, you're just not the type of people that has those kinds of things. That that's for a different class of people.
And that's a mindset that a lot of us are kind of are growing up with because of, you know, that comment you made earlier, and just kind of go back into what you were saying. But, you know, just having that mindset of that's too much, we're never going to be able to afford that. And that's something that we, a lie that we begin to believe, and we becomes our truth as we grow up.
Yeah. And or what are people going to think? They're going to think we have more than we do if we drive this, or we can't drive that, or we can't have this big of a house because people will think we're da da da, fill in the blank. And, you know, growing up in a pastor's home, there were times that we legit, we legit didn't have anything. You know what? But sometimes I didn't know we didn't have anything because
we made do.
We made the most of everything. And my mom and dad didn't highlight the fact that somebody might have dropped groceries on our doorstep. Or we were having beans and rice and cornbread because those were inexpensive, you know, at the time.
So you go back to what we were talking about earlier with...
So in that mindset, instead of as speaking to our children, and hey, I'm guilty of this. I have said this in the past, but this is something I have been really working hard at, what comes out of my mouth, to understand really what I'm saying, not just say it as a cliche or a habitual habit just because it was said to me and it's ingrained in my heart. Be careful what comes out, okay? And so she said, what if in that moment, instead of saying that comment that really puts a seed of scarcity and poverty mindset there, why don't you say, you know what? That is an amazing toy. Oh my gosh, that is so cool. What are some things that you think you could do to earn enough to be able to purchase that?
Watch that again.
That is an amazing toy. Oh, wow. What could you do to maybe earn enough money to be able to purchase that?
And that puts the responsibility on them. Mm-hmm. And it's not that you can't necessarily find the means to get that, but it puts that creative mindset in them that, hey, I could earn that. I could acquire that by doing some things.
And I can create. You know, we are created by a creator to create. And in that moment, you're awakening them to the possibilities. That possibilities are endless because you know what? I can go out and create it. I can go and make it happen. I can do great things. And in, I know that may sound like a just, oh, wow, really, Rebecca, that's all that came from that one little, yes, it can. That seed that is planted in that little child's heart is awakened to the possibilities of what can really happen.
You know, I'm reading this book and it talks about, you know, the four agreements that we have with ourselves. And it's a really good book. And it talks about how, you know, we're conditioned to believe these lies and those lies become our truth. And so, you know, here you have a kid that wants to get something and you say, well, we can't afford that. We just don't have the money to do that. Do you think money grows on trees? And they begin to believe that, and they begin to condition their minds to believe that truth, and that becomes their truth. They feel like they never could afford anything or do anything special.
Right.
You know, but when you say, hey, what can you do to earn that? Mm-hmm. What can you do yourself? It puts that responsibility on them, and it kind of in some ways takes it off of you.
Right.
You know, but if they're real young, help them find a way to earn money to do that.
Yeah, give them a little task.
There's people in your life that will give them an opportunity to make some money. You have grandparents, you have uncles, aunts, cousins.
Neighbors.
You know, say when you kind of create that partnership with them, say, hey, let's go find a way for you to do that. And that begins to make that money mind shift in their minds. Like, you know, at a very young age, 16 years old, I was given the responsibility to pretty much take care of myself. So that gave me that responsibility. I knew how to budget on my own, you know. So just Rebecca, she started working with, how old were you?
Well, my first job when I was 9, and my first job really out in the world when I was 12.
So that begins that shift. That starts that shift in their mind, yeah. You know. So, you know, I want to encourage you guys that, you know, start being intentional and asking questions, be intentional and making that shift in your mind. You know, because you can have, and this is not about prosperity. This is about a mind shift.
Yeah.
This is about helping your kids to get out of that scarcity mindset.
But God does want you to be blessed and highly favored. And he wants you to live a life where he can pour into you more than you can contain. And those are not just little quotes and sayings. That is the truth that we would love for you to grab a hold to, begin to believe it and become it and live a life abundantly.
So I hope this episode encouraged you. Be sure to rate this, review it, share it. If you're not a part of our community on Facebook and Instagram, we would love to have you join us. And listen, feel free to invite other people to listen to this podcast as well.
Would you like to have a parents initiative presented in your church, your Bible study, or an event you're hosting? Be sure to contact us through our website, social media pages. The links are found in the show notes.
Until next time.